two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, we start the show with some big news for the Utah Jazz and fans. We've got an LA Clippers who's got a pretty bad injury. It's going to take him out for the game, Dave.
Any player, it's their best player. And what's scary is he might miss the rest of the series. That's according to ESPN. So huge news. It's 9:08. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
We'll continue our coverage on that LA Clippers injury that could knock out their best player, Kawhi Leonard, for the rest of the series throughout the show today. Also, it's a record. 107 degrees we hit yesterday. It had me outside taking temps of stuff that burns our kids in this scorching heat. My backyard deck temp, Dave, almost 170 degrees. The blue chair cushion I sit on outside, 202 degrees. Wait until you hear how hot plastic park slides can get. It's hot enough to give your child serious burns on their backside. I'll give you my hotter than Hades temp test results at 9:35.
Yeah, and you thought your hot yoga was bad. This is miserable. I mowed my lawn last night at 7:30 p.m. It was 95 degrees outside. At 7:30. I think my mower engine was cooler than the blacktop. So can we just agree, Deb, that air conditioning is the greatest invention of all time?
All right.
Countdown to...
So Utah's Governor Spencer Cox hinting that more fireworks restrictions are on the horizon. Okay. Tell us. Just give us the bad news now. He's asking us, though, not to light them. Because things are so dry. So even if you buy them, don't light them. And in this really odd twist, he's also asking us to still go buy them and then just store them at our homes. What? Keep them around the house? No thanks, Gov. We'll hear what a fire captain has to say about what the governor had to say.
Go buy them, support the local economy and those that are in the fireworks business, but save them until until we're in better times.
What could go wrong with a shed full of unused fireworks? In fact, it was 12-year-old Dave Noriega using his brother's stash of illegal Wyoming fireworks that nearly burned down Ponds Park. Stored fireworks, they're just too much of a temptation.
Launch countdown one.
Eagle Mountain, as Dave likes to say, first one through the wall with an all-out fireworks ban. Who's next? Oh, I know who's next. It's my city, Cottonwood Heights. Yay, Deb the Fun Buster. Dave, I'm certainly happy my city's considering banning, or mostly banning, those fire hazards in a swath of neighborhoods across Cottonwood Heights. But who's next after that? And who's after that? Well, we're going to launch the show with a live report.
Well, the personal firework ban, I kind of understand because we're unsafe. I just hope they don't get rid of the city fireworks shows. That's the safe one. I mean, you've got the entire fire department standing by, ready to take care of any problems.
Dave and Dejanovic.
The launch.
commence.
The June heat wave. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
I'd like to congratulate Eagle Mountain for being the first one through that wall. They're banning those personal fireworks in July. Yep, for the 24th of July and for the 4th of July. It's just too hot. It's too dry. We are in a drought. It all makes sense. We've already got firefighters battling lots of blazes all over the state. Dave, I say good on Eagle Mountain.
Yeah, it's a tough one to swallow. I mean, it's hard to lose your fireworks. It is what commemorates the season. We all love them. I'm not totally certain if we should ban every firework, whether it's, you know, all the cities and all the personal stuff. But yeah, it's definitely a danger.
I got the skinny on my city, Cottonwood Heights. They're planning on holding a meeting next Tuesday to ban all fireworks east of 1300 East. Now, if you're not familiar with where Cottonwood Heights is, it's kind of like the southeast part of Salt Lake County. So 1300 East and East, they're considering a ban. That happens at a meeting next Tuesday. It's a special meeting from what I'm told. What about your city of Kaysville? What's K-Town doing with fireworks, David?
So far, so good. I think it's all go. But listen, we're not right on the, you know, the benches of the mountains. We're pretty safe.
Mary Richards of KSL News Radio, you've been tracking the bans. Eagle Mountain made a really big announcement to ban fireworks altogether.
Yeah, last night the Eagle Mountain City Council voted to approve this resolution. So no fireworks during the July 4th and July 24th holiday celebrations. And state law kind of sets that window a day or two, what is it? We can look it up, but it's like a day or two before, a day or two after each of those holidays. And so Eagle Mountain says no. They also have restricted open flame fires in their undeveloped areas. And that kind of connects with what the state has said. Anything outside of your city or town boundaries, they don't want any kind of open flame there because of how dry it is right now.
After the city council posted this on their Facebook page, they were getting all sorts of comments. Thank you. My dog thanks you. From those of us who have had to evacuate multiple times, we thank you. Obviously, you know, this is always a really hot topic, Mary. Does it seem like there's going to be a lot of cities that are following suit?
You know, I think about nearby Saratoga Springs and what's going to happen there, because if you remember, we've had even just last summer, some pretty bad wildfires in those areas of Utah County, and people have had to evacuate. And so we'll watch what they do. We'll watch what others do, especially along like your foothills or cities that kind of have these kind of open boundaries, you know, big undeveloped areas around them. Interesting too, Dave, to look at those comments and one person saying, but what about just my, you know, my own little family with like a sparklers in our cul-de-sac, you know, is that okay? And other people are even saying, just don't do it at all.
Mary, just real quick, I thought I heard you reporting on Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda this morning that Park City is also taking action regarding fireworks. What you got on that?
Yeah, so they actually are not going to have their city display. They said that they're banning fireworks, open flames, and burning and all of those things. And they won't even have, like, they were planning fireworks at Canyon Village on July 3rd. Fireworks lit off from Park City Mountain Resort up high, so everybody could see it, you know, below, and they said not even those. Park Record also saying that the city of Oakley, they're calling that a game time decision for their yearly fireworks show as well.
Mary Richards, thank you so much for joining us.
And Dave, Mary alluded to this rule when we can discharge fireworks legally, at least in places they're not banned, and I was able to look it up real quick while she was on the air. The state fire marshal says July 2nd to July 5th. And then again, July 22nd to July 25th. So those are the dates where you can legally discharge fireworks if they aren't banned in your city. Stay with us for all of the information. We'll certainly keep you posted here at KSL News Radio. And then we've got the governor. He was talking about fireworks last night in a special town hall. And he makes this rather odd request after asking us not to light fireworks this year. We're going to hear what he asked us to do next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
The June Heat Wave. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, we just scored a live interview with the mayor of Eagle Mountain, Utah. His city's first through the wall, David, as you like to say, banning fireworks in July.
Yeah, is this everything? Is this the sparklers are gone, the firecrackers are gone, or is it everything? I mean, is it? We've got to know. We got to find out.
He's on the line. Mayor Tom Westmoreland on the line right now. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, the big question is, what is banned in Eagle Mountain? Is everything from aerials to sparklers banned?
Yeah, we're probably going to sound like the Grinch that stole Independence Day and Pioneer Day. But yes, if it burns, it's pretty much banned. Yes.
If it burns, it's banned. I think that pretty much clears it up. Any questions? I'm assuming, I don't know if you guys do a city firework display. Do you do one of those or?
Yes. In fact, we just had a fireworks display last week, I think. So this decision by the city council was just made last night. And so we will be in the process this morning of planning some events to fill in, because, you know, we love celebrating Independence Day. We love celebrating Pioneer Day. And, you know, we're patriotic. We love fireworks. But we're in this drought situation we're in is a potential perfect storm, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Is, you know, we've got record temperatures. We've got to have a severe drought. We have low humidity. We have high winds. And even in the last few years, we've had some really scary moments with brush fires in our area. And so we're in this tinderbox situation that we want to keep the holidays safe. And so as a city, we will be planning alternate events. And I think there's a high likelihood that we will have a fireworks display put on by professionals, you know, done safely. So we'll do our best to make up for it. We don't want to, we don't want to diminish the celebration, but we want to keep it safe.
Mayor Tom Westmoreland on the line live with us now, talking about the ban in Eagle Mountain of fireworks. You heard it, everything from sparklers to aerials. Banned. You cannot light off personal fireworks. Real quick question for you before we let you get back to work, Mayor. A lot of people on your Facebook post about the ban saying, way to go, Eagle Mountain. Thank you. My dog thanks you. Those of us who've had to evacuate, thank you, in the past because of fires. You get any angry calls from residents, though?
No angry calls. The day's not over yet. But certainly there's disappointments, and that's understandable. This was a hard decision by our city council, not one that we wanted to make, but one that we felt like was the only really responsible choice under these particular circumstances. So we're very grateful for all of the residents that are showing their support for this difficult decision, and those that are, we understand those that are disappointed.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Mayor Tom Westmoreland joins us from Eagle Mountain. And I think it's a little easier sell when it's 107 degrees outside. Everyone's like, I'm not coming outside for anything.
The governor
The June Heat Wave.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Had a lot to say last night about fireworks and personal responsibility. He did about a 40-minute town hall. I caught it on Facebook. And Dave, I want to go through some of what the governor had to say and get your reaction. See if any of this sparks your inner child, Dave Noriega. He's, first of all, we've got at least six major wildfires burning across the state right now. So firefighters are already busy.
Yes.
And he's banned fireworks on some state lands and unincorporated private lands. Now, quite frankly, I don't know where these boundaries end and begin. So this is automatically confusing to me, but then he called on us as well to refrain from temptation. And I want to get your reaction to this.
Encourage you to not do fireworks this year. Just save them for next year.
Yeah, that's a tough one, right? Especially when it's a tradition, when families get together and grandma and grandpa buy $300 worth of fireworks.
No kidding.
And especially coming out of the pandemic, when we've been so looking forward to this specific date. And this is what I think is so tough, because this was the date that the governor said, hey, wait till July 4th. We're all going to be maskless. We're going to have these amazing parties. And now it's like, oh, I cannot believe I have to put on another restriction.
Well, then he hints at additional restrictions. So beyond state lands. But he hints at it. So it's just a mystery. I don't know if there's more to come. But apparently something's coming. Let's listen to what he said.
Most people don't know that it is illegal to light off fireworks until 2 days before the 4th of July anyway. And so they are illegal right now, but there will be additional restrictions as we get up to the 4th of July. So be extra careful out there.
Additional restrictions. I'm not sure if you meant city restrictions like we saw in Eagle Mountain or additional restrictions coming from Capitol Hill. So let's listen to what else he said about this, Dave.
I also want to just ask people, because it is so dry, I'm pleading with you, we're working with the legislature and local governments to cut back on fireworks this year.
Working with the legislature, is he hinting at something big, like a statewide ban?
Yeah, if it burns, it's banned. You know, that's what Eagle Mountain has done. They said, we're just going to have to make it easy for you. If you have a personal firework, you can't use it. And it almost needs to be cut and dried, right? To make it very simple for people. Because, yeah, exactly. All the puns intended all the time. But I think you made a very good point earlier where you said, listen, I don't know where these boundaries are.
Yeah.
You know, I need clear cut.
I'm no Paul Bunyan. I do not know where the forest ends and state land begins and the county line is.
Yeah.
And then, oh, there's the city. But it's this weird sort of kind of crazy boundary line on a plat map that I never look at. Just ban all of them.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion. Just ban all of them. We just do not have enough firefighters to go around. So everybody can have fun on the 4th of July and the 24th of July. And I know Utahns love their fireworks like none other. I get that. But this is the year. This is the year.
Just to give you an idea, I mean, this is back in 2018. Across the country, they had nearly 20,000 fires started by fireworks. Man. And that was not in the heart of this deep drought and dry and hot weather. And as we talked about, this is low humidity. This is high winds. This is a drought. I hope that we don't need a ban. I hope we just realize, you know what? Maybe this isn't the time to be shooting stuff into the sky.
Can I talk about this weird twist in this governor's in the governor's town hall last night? So he gives like a shout out to fireworks stands, like, hey folks, don't light them off, but go buy them. Just don't use them. Let's listen to what the gov said. I want to get your reaction to this, Dave.
I can't tell you right now if there is going to be a statewide ban, but what I can tell you is that we need you. It's just not worth it this year. So go buy them, support the local economy and those that are in the fireworks business, but save them until we're in better times.
Save them?
Where?
I can't think of a worse idea than saving fireworks at my home. What about you, Dave?
Well,
come on.
Like I said, the temptation is so great.
You can't be on the side of the governor for this one.
I'm trying to think if I can. Can I switch it? Can I twist it? Can I get what he's saying, because there's so many people that have been just devastated financially. Their businesses have been ended.
Okay.
Because of the pandemic, to ruin a business, and that's essentially what's happening.
I feel bad too, but it's just a bad idea. Okay, look. I immediately, when I heard that, I thought, well, what do fire officials say about this? Storing them at our home. Well, a Wichita fire captain told a reporter this.
Storing leftover fireworks in the house after the 4th is a big risk. One mom says it's a risk she would never take.
I don't keep them in my house right now just because I have little kids and I don't want them to get into them without me knowing.
Not only is it a threat to children, but Sedgwick County Fire Captain Bill Harold says it can cause extensive damage.
People will store their unused fireworks in their garage or maybe their shed or inside their house. And if their house catches on fire, now all of a sudden we've got a pretty decent size of explosives all gathered up in one spot.
A ban is easy. I get that. It's easy to ban when it's not your business.
Well, no thanks. No thanks. I'm not going to be buying fireworks, Governor, and storing them in my home just to keep a fireworks stand in business.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson. And unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.